Well, during a Senate Ag Appropriations hearing held on Capitol Hill last week, USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was noticeably frustrated when responding to a question from Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor regarding the closing of several USDA research facilities. As Pryor asked Vilsack if the agency had plans to get out of the research business altogether.
We've been advocating for more research opportunities. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to have more facilities. It means that there is a number of different ways in which we can embrace additional research. So it's unfair to suggest that we're trying to get out of the research business. But it is fair to point out that Congress has provided less money, and we have to deal with that. I'm not going to whine about it. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm going to manage it. But I have to have the capacity to manage it. I have to have the capacity to make choices, and sometimes those choices are difficult.
Of course, the research facility closings are part of a larger effort in which USDA will be closing hundreds of county offices across the country, something that Vilsack again defended as he received some more heat from various senators who are unhappy regarding some of those announced closings.
The reality is that I think probably every single member of Congress and every senator could probably make a good, persuasive local case for why a particular office should stay open and not be closed. This is a very difficult set of circumstances that we're confronted with. We have less money and we have substantially fewer people. We have tried desperately to avoid furloughs and layoffs.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.